This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I'm not saying that if they still miss the playoffs, you shouldn't be annoyed. Honestly, based on the way they're playing now, maybe you should be even more annoyed that they let some of these games early in the season slip away. But I'm not going to lose sight on the fact, and I would ask JJ Piccolo the same thing next Tuesday. They have not overcome nothing in order to still be in the playoff hunt August 20th. Do I need to go through the injuries? They missed Lugo for a stretch of time. They haven't had Cole Reagans two different times and haven't had him for forever. They, from the beginning of the season to July 1st, were the baseball's worst offense, if you want to be honest. One of the worst power hitting teams, one of the worst run scoring teams. Second worst or worse in all of those categories up until July 1st. They have had to cut multiple players, and some of those are their own doing, like the base running issues or some of these others. But considering some of the things that went wrong for them they couldn't control, they have overcome a lot to still be in a playoff hunt, which comes back to like the Q part of it for me, or the JJ's willingness to make some of the trades part of it for me. I think they deserve some credit for overcoming a lot of adversity this season. We gave the Chiefs credit for that last year. We seem to be missing that on the Royals a little bit.
Well, a couple things. One, yes, you have problems with the team. Some of them are self-created, obviously, with decisions. So how do you fix it? And I think they have been very smart with making moves that don't jeopardize the future while also still trying to accomplish their goals this year. That's where I give them credit, that mistakes were made, clearly, with how they evaluated the outfield position heading into opening day. And as you said, one of them is not
that
even...
That was their own doing.
Your right fielder from opening day is not even on a club anywhere. Your left fielder is in AAA. We can go through every single thing. Mistakes were made, but how do you fix those? How do you solve them? And they have done their best in season to patch that up, to put themselves in a position. I do think they get credit for that. As far as why it's not viewed the same way as
Chris
when the
Brubich,
Chiefs...
I didn't mention.
Why is it not viewed the same way as when the Chiefs did it? Because it is still August 20th, and they... even today, are not occupying even a playoff spot. That's why. I think the really full-blown will be if they make the playoffs, then it's like, wow, that's where it becomes very, very impressive. I think the fact that we're having a conversation that they're in it, sure, they are playing much better offensively. The Bergerts trade looks pretty good right now. Obviously, Yastrzemski, where they gave up an asset, he's been a huge factor for them, even though he's not
apparently only hits leadoff home runs.
I'm just saying they haven't accomplished it yet, so I don't want to throw the victory parade on August 20th when they're still two and a half out of a playoff.
Not saying like the victory parade. It speaks to me in a larger sense of, do you think a franchise is heading in a good direction, is a good franchise, is stable? Stable franchises overcome a lot of problems. They lost this year their number one starter for 75% of the year by the time this thing's done in Cole Reagans.
Yeah.
Their number two starter for 50% of the year, and he's never coming back. They lost Seth Lugo for multiple weeks, their number three starter. So they had to do it with Waka, their three or four, Noah Cameron, a complete unknown rookie, multiple trades, and yes, the left and right fielders were their own doing. Now, I'll say part of it is their own doing in the sense that they didn't have the right people in place, but also players have to perform, and those two guys just stunk.
Sure, but
and
you're
Hunter Renfro
for and, sure. And those players have been criticized plenty. I'm just saying, like, you still went into opening day thinking those were two viable outfielders for you. And if they don't perform, it ultimately does fall back on the organization too.
Right? It's both, but it is the players too. And at least they didn't just ignore the thing.
They did though. The player got cut and the other one's in AAA and probably doesn't have much of a future with the organization.
No, I mean, I don't know if he got up for a weekend and then had to get sent back down, unfortunately, because they needed the roster.
I get what you're saying. They have certainly, the starting pitching is why they're still where they're at, and they have been able to, and their biggest strength as an organization right now, they can evaluate pitching. They clearly can develop even tweaks at the big league.
Next man up works.
And it's been great. That's their best thing they've done since J.J. Piccolo took over, honestly, is evaluating big league pitching, and also looks like, you know, to a certain extent, going out and being able to convince the player to work with Brian Sweeney and others to, hey, we think there's just one little tweak we can do, and we think you can get way more out of this pitch or way more out of how you approach this hitter. And it's worked for a lot of the pitchers they've acquired.
As a follow-up to that, I guess, is now that the team is competing for a wild card spot, and we're not like saying they're six games back and they're going to have to do a lot to even have a chance to compete, they're legitimately in a wild card race. They're 2.5 games back on August 20th. That's legitimately in a wild card race. Where are the, if you hated Q, I want to know where you are. If you wanted Zumwalt fired, I want to know where, I'm just kind of curious. Like, I want to gauge, and there were people who were very critical of J.J. Piccolo and the job he did and the offseason of the outfielder stuff. Where are you on the, anybody, not just you, where are you on your level of hatred for
hatred,
or criticism?
I don't hate any of them. But
criticism for those.
It's not that serious.
And I had my kid say he hated school today. He said, I hate going to school. And I was like, it's day two. We're screwed.
I would just say once again, I get why we're having the conversation today. I'm just saying once again, they haven't completed the task. So, you know, acting like things are all solved. I mean, they lose five in a row. We're back in the same spot. So I don't want to act like all of a sudden everything is kumbaya and they're going to make the playoffs.
No, I'm not saying that. That's, but I'm asking what level you're at.
I still think in the offseason there is a conversation that has to be had about your hitting staff still. I don't care how the season finishes. It has to be had still, in my opinion. The Q stuff I always thought was a bit crazy. People are critical of managers all the time. The idea that every single loss was his fault and that the team was failing because of him and all that. That's just typical fandom towards a manager. Matt Quatrero was never getting fired this season, no matter how bad it went, nor should he.
That never made any sense to
the playoff, the same thing though applies. He will be on the hot seat next season, in my opinion. If they miss the playoffs this year, then next year it has to be a playoff appearance. It has to. So that to me hasn't changed. And as far as J.J. Piccolo, I as I mentioned, I think they misevaluated clearly the outfield position. To me, they have made some very smart and shrewd moves to fix those, and they have done it in a way that doesn't jeopardize the future. So, you know, the if we're assigning grades at this point, like, there's no way it's an A for your GM because of the mistakes that happened early, but it's also not a D or an F either. You know, it's probably like a C plus or a B minus to me the whole season. The trade deadline was an A, right? That's what's holding up. The trade deadline an A in what they were able to do. I still think
Q is a very good manager for what his job is and that people lost sight of it. The idea that he can't manage a bullpen, he technically runs the seventh best bullpen in the league. So either you think they have the most talented bullpen in baseball and he is underutilizing them, or they have a good bullpen and he's doing it right, or they have a bad bullpen and he's overexceeding. There's no way to spin it that he's blowing it unless you think the Royals have the most talented set of bullpen arms in all of baseball and he's mismanaging what is the best bullpen in baseball, and he's not doing it right.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's perfect and hasn't made mistakes. There was a time in the season, like as in 3 weeks ago or a month ago, where everybody was calling for his head. I thought that was silly at the time, and it's obviously very silly now. But in terms of the actual conversation, as far as if you think different people need to be in place, the only one that I think is worthy of that conversation in the offseason still would be the hitting coach. Someone says, would you still want to change the hitting coach if after the season, if they win or lose playoffs? But if they make the playoffs, I still think a conversation needs to happen because something was wrong. Why was it just the players were just in a rut for 4 months or 3 months? Or is there also something else going on? I mean, there's other players, as we know, have gone on to other organizations and had success. There's a lot of things that have gone on. The hitting coach, even when they made the playoffs last year, they were an average offense. It's not like last year they were fifth best offense last year and then were the worst this year. Now they're third worst, I think, in baseball overall, bigger picture. So, no, I don't think if they finish the season while it's been better in the second half, I think you still have to evaluate your hitting staff.
I don't think it's crazy in any offseason to take a look at that. There'd be, if they make the, let's just say in the hypothetical, they make the playoffs and you're saying, what do you evaluate outside of that? you should be thrilled, continuously thrilled with the job J.J. Piccolo is doing, in my opinion. Because he would get credit for the, he'd get more credit for the, he did want to fix the outfield, but he couldn't. But he didn't just ignore it and just hope things got better magically in the offseason. And the pitching part would make me feel so good.
Oh, Brian Sweeney's, they better make sure they
and JJ's credit for the people he's finding for Brian Sweeney.
Brian Sweeney, they better make sure they add a couple numbers to that paycheck of his starting next season. That's all I got to say.
The numbers
need to be higher. Okay. Yeah. Not a comma, but they got to be higher because he is going to get poached otherwise.
Yes. And I'll say right now, just start really working on whoever his underling is. Make sure that that guy is doing it the identical way Brian Sweeney is doing it. So if you got to promote from within, somebody who's been watching that man work this entire time is equipped to do so. No, I'm not saying it's all problem solved and fixed and no issues and all this other stuff. I'm just bringing up the idea that, yeah, let's start taking a look. And they deserve a little bit of credit for staying in this thing for what I think they're overcoming. Losing Chris Bubich and Cole Reagans in an individual season. That's the kind of stuff, Gold, I used to give credit for. I'd watch the Cleveland Guardians of the world lose Shane Bieber, and I'm like, how the hell are you a playoff team? You lost Shane Bieber for the whole damn year. How are you even in the mix? You lost your number one starter for the whole year, Yankees. How are you still competitive? Dodgers, Astros, teams that I've watched win a lot, have lost major players for them and not lost a playoff spot. The Royals have lost their number one and number two starter for what will end up being the equivalent of 50% of their combined seasons and still haven't even gotten Cole Reagans back and they're staying in it. That deserves a little bit of credit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.